Where do we find the obvious of Shein and Regal written in the Torah? Brisa says the word Vashilach in the pasuk refers to Regal, as we find another pasuk which says Meshalchi Regal Shavach Amar, and the word Ubir refers to Shein, as we find another pasuk that says Kashi Yavara Golol, and the tooth is, as the tooth consumes. Frechnumar, the Brisa says the pasuk of Meshalchi Regal tells us that Vashilach refers to Regal. If not for the pasuk, what would we think it's referring to? It can't be Karen or Shein because they're listed separately in the pasuk. Mar said we would have thought that both pasuk refer to Shein. Two pasuk are needed. One to teach that he's chayiv when the animal totally destroys the item, one to teach when he's chayiv that even if it's less than full destruction. So Frechnumar, now that we know the pasuk refers to Regal, how do we taka learn that Shein is chayiv even for less than complete destruction? Mar says we learn from Regal, just like he's chayiv for Regal even for less than complete destruction, so too he's chayiv for Shein for less than complete destruction. Frechnumar, the Brisa says the pasuk of Kashi Yavara Hagolo tells us that Ubir refers to Shein. If not for the pasuk, we would think what we think it's referring to. It can't be Karen or Regal because they're listed separately in the pasuk. Mar said we would have thought that both refer to Regal. Two pasuk maranita, one to teach that he's chayiv when the animal went to graze on its own, and one to teach that he's chayiv when he sent the animal to graze in someone else's field. Frechnumar, now that we know the pasuk refers to Shein, how do we learn that Regal is chayiv when the animal goes on its own? Mar said we learn from Shein. Just like he's chayiv for Shein even when the animal goes on its own, so too he's chayiv for Regal even when the animal goes on its own. Fact number, why couldn't the pasuk just say Vashilach and we could learn out Regal from there based on the pasuk of Meshalachei Regal and Shein from there based on the pasuk of Vashein Behemoth Hashalach Bom? Where I said, if we only have this one word, we would think that we could learn either Regal, which has characteristics that it damages common, or Shein, which has characteristics that the animal derives pleasure from the damage. But we would not think that we could learn out both of them. Fact number, Regal and Shein each have this stringent characteristic and are therefore somewhat equal. If so, they would both be learned because there's no reason to learn one more than the other. Where I said, if we only had Vashilach, we would think he's only chayiv if he sent the animal into the other person's field. But if the animal went on his own, he'd be potter. Frechnumar, what it told us of Shein? Mar says, when an animal rubs against the wall to scratch itself and damages the wool or rolled on produce for pleasure. Frechnumar, these told us are just like the Ab of Shein, that the old damage was done by the animal while pleasuring itself. And therefore, the owner of the animal is obligated to watch his animal and prevent him from doing damage. It can't be what Rav Papa said, that the told us are not like the Yavis, because they are like the Yavis. It must be, Zakhtumar, that Rav Papa was referring to the Ab and told us of Regal. What are the told us of Regal? Zakhtumar, when an animal damages with his body as it walks, or with its hair when it walks, or with his package that it's carrying, or with the bit in its mouth, or with the bell around its neck. Frechnumar, these toilets are just like the Av of Regal, in that they all damage, and the damage that's common. And therefore, the owner of the animal is obligated to watch his animal and prevent it from doing that damage. It can't be what Rav Papa was referring to when he said that some toilets are not like the Yavis. So what was he referring to? So the Bar says it must be Rav Papa was referring to the Av and toilets of Bar. What attack on the toilets of Bar? Can't be that an Av is a Bar of 10 Tvachim and a toilet is a Bar that's 9 Tvachim, which is not deep enough to cause the animal to die, because neither of these measurements are written in the Pasuk, so both should be considered an Av. Bar says the Pasuk regarding Bar says, Vahamesi Yaloi, which teaches that it's talking about a Bar that can kill. And the Rabbanim determined that a Bar that's 10 Tvachim deep is a Bar that can kill an animal. Based on this, maybe the Pasuk is discussing a Bar that's 10 Tvachim deep, and that's why only such a bar is labeled as an av. Frechnumar, no, based on this, both should be an av. The bar of 10 tvachim is an av with regard to causing death, and the bar of 9 tvachim is an av with regard to causing damage. Rather, the tolda of bar is the case where one left his stone, knife, or package in the Rishus HaRabim, and they caused damage to another person who tripped over them. Frechnumar, what exactly is the case of these items left in the Rishus HaRabim? If they were left as hefker, then Rav and Shmuel both agree that it's a case of bar. It is bar. If they were not made hefker, then according to Shmuel, it would be classified as bar, and according to Rav, it would have the classification of ox and not bar. Now, in the case that they're considered as the toldos of bar, they're just like the ava bar, and that from the very moment that a bar is created, it stands ready to damage, and therefore the one who created it is obligated to watch it and prevent it from doing damage. So again, this can't be where a papa said the halacha of toldos is different than the halacha of the av. Rather, we must say that a papa made a statement regarding the tolda of mave. What are the toldos of mave? So according to Shmuel, it says mave is Shein. We already said that the toldos of Shein are exactly like the av of Shein. According to Rav, who says a mave is an odom hamazik, a person who does damage. What are the others in the toldos? It can't be that the av is when he's awake and the toldos when he's sleeping, and that's where a papa said that the toldos is different than the av, because the Mishnah clearly says that a person is always a muid, whether awake or sleeping. Rather, it must be that a papa refers to the damage of a person's saliva or mucus. What's the case? If the saliva and mucus damage as it was being expelled from the body, that would be considered like the body itself. If they did damage when it came to rest, according to everybody, that would be a case of bar. Rather, we must say the toldos of mave are like the av, and our papa must be referring to the toldos of esh, of fire. What are talking about the toldos of fire? Can't be the case of a person's stone, knife, or package that was placed on a rooftop and blew off with a regular wind and caused damage, because if it damaged on its way down, that would be the exact same thing as fire itself. The characteristics of fire is that it has another force mixed in with it, meaning the wind blows it, and the owner must therefore watch it and prevent it from doing damage. These toldos are exactly the same, would therefore certainly be treated exactly as the av itself. So therefore, we must say that the toldos of fire are taka like fire. When our papa said that the toldos are not like the av, he was referring to the toldos of regal. In fact, we already established that the toldos of regal are exactly like the av of regal. And for the Gemara, Papa was referring to the obligation to pay chatzi nezek tzoreres, half of the damage when something is damaged by a pebble that's shot out from under the foot of an animal, which is based on halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. This is a tolda of regel, but it's different than the av, in that it only pays chatzi nezek. The reason it's referred to as a tolda of regel is that it's like regel in the respect that he must pay the amount that he's obligated to pay, even if that amount is more than the value of the damaging animal. In fact, we find actually that Rava was unsure whether this damage one must pay for the full chatzi nezek, even if it's more than the value of the damaging animal. The Gemara says Rava wasn't sure, but Papa was sure. According to Rava, the Gemara says the reason it's referred to as a tolda of regel is that it's like regel in the respect that he's potter from this damage if it takes place in the Rishus HaRabim. The Mishnah said, Rav says Mav is a person who damaged Adam HaMazik, and Shmuel says Mav is Shein. They each base their view on a pasuk that uses a word similar to Mav to mean what they hold. Why doesn't each one hold like the other view? Rav says that the Mishnah listed Shar, which meant to include all forms of damage inflicted by an animal, including Shein. Rav Yehuda explains that Shmuel would say that Shar refers to Karen and Mav refers to Shein. When the Mishnah says that Shar and Mav are not similar, it means that Karen is different than Shein, in that the animal gets no physical pleasure from Karen, whereas it does get from Shein, and Shein is different than Karen. That's Shein, the animal doesn't intend to do damage, whereby the Karen it does. For Akmar, what we should say that there's a Kavachoymer. If it's Chaya for Shein, where there's no intent to damage, surely it should be Chaya for Karen, where there's intent to damage. Why does the Mishnah say that Karen can't be learned from Mav? And Mar said, we would think that just like an owner is potter for damage done by a slave, even though he has intent to damage, because an owner should be potter for damage when done by the animal, even when there's intent to damage. That's why we cannot learn Karen from the Kavachoymer. For Akmar, Rashi, yes. The reason a person is potter from the damage of a slave is because we're concerned that if he would have to pay, then the slave would be, whenever the slave is angry at him, we just go and do damage, and thereby cause his master to have to pay huge sums of money every day. That reason doesn't apply to an animal, and therefore we would never think to compare the animal to the slave. Rather, we must say that the Mishnah means that the fact that Karen does not provide pleasure to the animal is the reason that Karen cannot be learned from Shein. That's why he must be taught separately.